I'll now hand over to Phil to start with some controversial stories.
Yes, Alison, we'll start this week with stories that have caused controversy and resulted in letters to the evening news. There's been a bitter row over the running of the halls in the centre of the city. Norwich City Football Club lost away to Ipswich Town, the first loss in an East Anglian derby for 16 years. The club is proposing a shake-up of its seating arrangements at home, sparking more dismay and the closure of the Yellows Bar. Alison will start with the hall's furore.
City Hall has confirmed it will take over the running of a historic venue after a bitter feud broke out between two leading cultural institutions over its management. Carly Harper, the Cabinet Member for Finance at Norwich City Council, said St Andrew's Hall will return to council operations as soon as possible after a failed attempt to find an external operator. Norwich Arts Centre had been selected twice to manage the medieval venue, with plans to turn it into a South Bank Centre of the East, according to boss Pasco Q. Kevlin. But after the threat of a legal challenge by Norwich Theatre Royal, which complained the tender process had not been conducted properly, City Hall was forced to withdraw the offer. Norwich City Council has spent about £8 million refurbishing the Grade 1 listed halls, which needed repairs to its roof and electrical upgrades.
Ipswich Town 3, Norwich City 1. Final deposit? From little credit in the bank to none at all. Liam Manning has presided over a record-setting losing streak at Carrow Road and now has the unwanted distinction of the first Norwich head coach in 16 years to lose an East Anglian derby to their bitter rivals. But it's the bigger picture that should be of lasting concern. Ipswich will roll into Norfolk in 2026 to afford the Canaries a chance to even up the ledger. But what will be the gulf in the championship standings by then between the neighbours, and will that be the only thing left to play for from a green and yellow perspective? What a sad state of affairs this early in Manning's tenure. To sit on 8 points from 9 championship games tells you he's got more wrong than right. The failure to meld old to new players after a costly summer outlay and the absence of any discernible playing style or strategy are firmly at his door. The never-ending injury and fitness cycle is something he inherited and, by his recent public pronouncements, a cause of huge frustration to the Norwich head coach. But the measure of this latest costly defeat, on so many levels, was not what they mustered in a competitive, committed first 45 minutes, even if they trailed at the interval. It was the limpness of that second-half effort and, albeit not the same toxic level of the Wrexham implosion, how they folded once Jack Clark had slotted a third goal. Manning himself made it clear in the past week he is in a results industry. He dealt with fresh post-match questions on his own future with the response, "That is not in my control." He conceded he was hurting, and the Norwich-born Bungay Bred coach understood fully the magnitude of this derby defeat. Town fans taunted him with chants of, "Sacked in the morning!" There were voices in the away end who joined in. That says it all.
Controversial plans to relocate more than 3,000 Norwich City season ticket holders have sparked mixed reactions from supporters. The club wants to create a new fan park outside the Barclay End in order to increase revenue from fans and help fund the development of the team and the stadium. But the vision will also see 3,650 current season ticket holders forced to move seats, with away fans set to be relocated to the Lower River End, now named the Regency Security Stand. The announcement on Friday sparked fury among a section of supporters with concerns around logistics, safety and matchday atmosphere. Fans on social media have particularly highlighted concerns for people who have sat in the same seat for decades and built bonds with their neighbours.
Yellows Bar and Grill will close as part of the Carrow Road revamp. The venue opened its doors in 2007 with a grand unveiling in which then-majority shareholder Delia Smith and fellow celebrity chef Marco Pierre White arrived in a yellow taxi to cut the ribbon. Last year, the restaurant reverted to becoming a matchday-only venture after officials revealed it was no longer financially viable to remain open throughout the week. But it's now been confirmed that it is shut down permanently as part of the major shake-up of Carrow Road. It will make way for a new concourse area for away supporters in their new home in the River End.